Bạn đang lắng nghe talk show Nguy cơ được thực hiện bởi VN Express và S-World. Talk show Nguy cơ mùa 2 khoác một tấm áo mới với những bài toán của tương lai, nơi các doanh nhân, doanh nghiệp chia sẻ những ý tưởng tìm cơ trong nguy. Không chỉ giới hạn trong phạm vi một doanh nghiệp, bài toán tương lai cần được hoạch định bằng nỗ lực quốc gia, kết nối để bứt phá.
Hello and welcome back to Nguy cơ Season 2. I'm Thai Van Linh, your host for today. When talking about franchising in Vietnam, we often hear about franchise businesses in the food and beverage or retail industries. But today, we'll meet a supply chain company who's developed a unique franchise model for express delivery in Vietnam, using their own proprietary technology to help benefit thousands of small franchisees in the country, especially during the pandemic. Let's meet Mr. Nelson Wu, General Manager of Best Inc. Vietnam. Hello, Nelson. How are you?
Hi, Linh. Hi. Good morning. And good morning, everyone.
We're going to start with a little mini game. And the game will have four different categories. It will be plus, minus, multiply, or divide. And the option that you choose will be based on your answer to the question, when you manage a company or a project, which sign would you choose? Would you choose to add, minus, multiply, or divide when you manage a company?
Okay, sure. When I manage a business, I always like to choose a multiplication because, you know, if the company want to grow, you know, we don't want to grow, you know, at a linear kind of growth. We want to grow at an exponential, which is, you know, multiplication.
Okay, so within the multiply box, we have a few questions. Ready for the questions?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. If you look at things from a positive perspective, what change do you think COVID-19 has brought about for the better than before?
Oh, I think a lot of my friends and including myself, in the past, we really, you know, put too much focus in business. But this COVID really, you know, forced us to stay home, you know, spend more time with the family. I think, you know, during this few months of lockdown, you know, when I really spend time, you know, with the family, I really see, you know, a different perspective in life. Okay, I think this is, you know, just my individual personal sharing. But from the business perspective, we really, you know, realize, you know, how internet economy and this e-commerce can really, you know, help everyone. Okay, especially you see, I think the food delivery. Okay, during this lockdown, and then a lot of restaurants, you know, is unable to open. And then a lot of people rely on this food delivery, you know, for their daily need and also the grocery. And this online shopping, online grocery shopping really help, you know, a lot of people in meeting their daily, you know, daily need. So I think, of course, this pandemic is something which is a disaster, you know, to the economy, to everyone, but at the same time, it also accelerates, you know, the growth of this internet economy and e-commerce. Yeah, this is, you know, from, you know, the positive part.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I think everybody struggled initially, and then they realized, hey, I finally have time to see my kids.
Even yeah, that's right.
5 minutes between a meeting, that's still a lot more than zero before.
Yes.
Okay, let's move to the next question.
Yes.
If you could see the future, what would you most like to know about it?
Wow, it's a very, very big question. Okay, so actually it has nothing to do with e-commerce. You know, I really want to know, you know, because human race has been you know, existed, you know, probably 2 million years. So in the past 2 million years, you know, there's not much changes to, you know, us physically as human beings. So actually I'm very, very happy to see some of the positive developments, the positive side of this COVID that, you know, the mRNA technology, the vaccination, you know, and because of this new technology that we are able to develop the vaccine at a much faster pace as compared to the traditional. And this is not just for vaccination, but, you know, also for curing the cancer, you know, even curing the AIDS, AIDS, you know, etc. And then there's a chance for us to understand, you know, how our DNA works, and then we will be able to so-called, you know, fine-tune, you know, the next generation, et cetera, to improve our life. I think this is much more important in knowing ourselves and able to improve ourselves, fine-tune ourselves from inside out. Okay, this is amazing. So You know, I really want to know, you know, probably in the next 30 years, are we able to be really, you know, upgrade ourselves to a different level?
Okay, great. Well, that concludes the questions in our mystery box. Thank you so much for playing.
Thank you.
And now we'll go into the main portion of the talk.
Bạn có thể tìm và theo dõi nguy cơ trên VN Express, YouTube, Facebook và Apple Podcast để không bỏ lỡ những nội dung hữu ích.
First of all, I'd like to say thank you so much for being here today. I'm so happy that we get a chance to chit-chat today.
Yeah, me too.
Great. So let's talk a little bit about Best Express. So your first 2 years in the Vietnam market coincided with the outbreak of COVID in the Vietnam. So what are the challenges that you faced during this time?
Oh, I think the challenge is really about localization. As foreigner, you know, we come all the way from, you know, overseas countries, and we really, really have a lot of things that we want to bring in. But, you know, the key thing is not really about what you want to bring in, but, you know, what the local people really want. You know, you could have a very comprehensive toolbox and insight you really want to apply every to you know, locally, but you know, how can you customize your, you know, technology which you can be adopted, accepted, and then create a unique customer experience for the local community? And that is one challenge. The second part is that we are here, you know, to in a local country, and then and talents, local talents, you know, is a key for success. You know, a lot of time, you know, we can have some great ideas, but it's not the time like, you know, 20, 30 years ago that some great idea you can just, you know, easily turn into, you know, a great business. That, you know, using PPT, you know, a business proposal to raise fund, the time is over. Now it's really, everything is about delivery. You know, what you can actually deliver. You know, you can have a lot of ideas, but how much you can deliver, you know. And that service delivery actually requires a team which knows the local culture, local people, the characteristics, you know, of the economy, you know, and the profile of the people, you know, what do they really need? What do they really want? Okay. And then that's why, you know, the local type build up team or local talents is really, you know, a challenge, because especially for economies, for e-commerce is something new. And there are a lot of people who are familiar, you know, with what is e-commerce about, you know, what is this so-called the sharing economy. And then people often mistaken, you know, the agent model, supplier model with a franchising model, etc. So there are a lot of things, a lot of work to be done. But I'm very happy, you know, in Vietnam, the great pool of young people who are willing to learn. And then, you know, in the past 2 years, we are able to overcome the challenge, and then, you know, find those group of people and then work with them together to bring in a lot of franchises locally. So yes, localization.
It seems like there are a lot of problems throughout the entire business model. What are you doing to try to solve these issues?
Oh, I think if there's no problem, it will be something has been done by many people. So if we look at the, you know, perfect example like Uber, I think we're very familiar, or Grab, you know, and they just IPO a few days ago in Nasdaq, all right? A few years back, you know, the situation was totally different. You know, when something new started and people don't really understand, you know, how this thing works, there are a lot of groundwork to be done, okay? And then often, you know, the startup companies, especially in the internet economy, so there's no so-called the pathway, you know, laid down by any other people for them. They have to really find their own way out. Okay, so, and then of course, every step they move forward, okay, is, you know, they have to break the boundary, they have to overcome the challenges, then they have to lay their own way, you know, pave their own way. So I think overcoming, solving problems, overcoming challenges is the destiny of this kind of like internet economy.
Is there anything specific that you implemented that you found has been really helpful?
I think 2 years ago when I first came to Vietnam, you know, I'm just alone pulling a luggage by myself. Okay, so when I reached Ho Chi Minh, I stayed in the hotel. I looked down the street. I saw, you know, there's so many people, you know, that the motorbikes are traveling like flood. I see this is such a vibrant, you know, economy, vibrant country. But Ho Chi Minh 3 years ago, 2018, At that time, I actually received a report from the e-commerce association. I think at that time, the e-commerce industry is only about 1 million, parcels a day, 1.2 million parcels a day, for the whole country. And the largest local private express company at that time is only about, 200,000 parcels, a day. So that's what happens 3 years ago. So yes, it's booming, but as compared to the traditional economy, as compared to, the traditional logistic company, and then e-commerce is such an infant, it's really at an infancy stage, even though it's growing, fast. So I start to look for partners. I talk to a lot of people, and then they say, okay, very nice to know that you're Alibaba investor, that you're listed in New York Stock Exchange, that it's very, very good to know about this e-commerce and interesting. But I tell you what, I have bad experiences shopping on the platform. My wife just bought a product and then it came back, turns out to be fake, etc. So there are so many challenges, on the product, itself, and on the customer experience, on the scale of the business, in terms of the platform, the overall, market size, and also on the infrastructure as well. When I look for, our sortation center, I visit different, 50 different sites in Vietnam. I couldn't find a warehouse which matched to my requirement. So I have to find a developer who is willing to trust me, put a face, with me, and then to build something, I design, because a lot of developers look at my design, they say, nobody is going to use the design. You are my only customer. So if you leave, who am I going to sell or rent this warehouse to? So a lot of things is really, are not ready at that time. But that's 3 years ago. So, but now we know, this year, Vietnam internet economy market size already reached 21 billion, which is faster than the Google and Temasek report. And, they also revised up the number, 2025, it's going to be 57 billion. So this is a very substantial number, because this year, we know that Vietnam is quite close to the number to Thailand, and that the growth is 29% year by year. But this we are talking about the internet economy. And if we just look at the e-commerce itself, the growth is 53%. This is phenomenal. Okay, so in terms of the warehouse availability, and then we start to see some of the developers, there are more developers are coming to Vietnam, they actually start to build to suit kind of infrastructure. So I see a lot of things 3 years ago, the challenges, bottlenecks, and today, okay, and then they are not there anymore. And then the largest local private express company already grow over 1 million parcels a day. This is, first time in Vietnam. I'm very, very happy for that. Yeah.
That's great. So it seems like when you first entered the market, there are a lot of challenges and you've worked through a lot of them. So throughout this time, when you saw all these difficulties, did you see opportunities? And how did you evaluate the Vietnamese market in relation to these opportunities?
I think for whichever business, the most important, of course, we have to work hard. A lot of people also work hard. So everybody is working hard. So working hard itself, it doesn't lead you to where you want to be. I think most important choice is really about, which industry you want to choose. Okay, it can be a rising industry like e-commerce, or it could be a sunset industry like traditional, business. I'm not saying that all the traditional business, but the to me, there's no differentiation between traditional and the internet. If you think about e-commerce, what's e-commerce about? So it's also about trading. This has been there, for a few thousand years. Trading has always been there. What differentiate, the traditional and the e-commerce is really the use of technology. And this is, means that you're still doing the trading, but you're doing trading using different way. It's just like Uber or Grab, So it's just doing delivery. What's the difference between Vinasam, and Grab? It's the way they just provide, kind of a taxi or passenger services, but it's the way they organize their business, how they use technology to deliver that kind of service, which differentiate, the so-called e-commerce business from the traditional business. So I think the key thing is number one, okay, when there are a lot of issues, bottlenecks, seems a lot of things are not ready. When I saw that, I said, this is a great opportunity because, you know, if I go to a mature economy, everything is ready. There's nothing much for me to improve on. So for a business to succeed, you must, you know, be able to improve on something and then, you know, and make a lot of people benefit from it. And if there's nothing for you to improve on, so there's not much value you can create. So that's number one. So problems, inefficiencies, difficulty, etc., really means great opportunities. This is why, you know, we actually wanted to, you know, choose this e-commerce express delivery as, you know, the entry for best in.
Bạn có thể tìm và theo dõi nguy cơ trên VN Express, YouTube, Facebook và Apple Podcast để không bỏ lỡ những nội dung hữu ích.
So when you enter the market, it was difficult, a lot of challenges to overcome. So let's take a step back and talk about why did you decide to enter the Vietnam market and why 2 years ago, was that a good time for you?
So first of all, I think for the Southeast Asia, not just Vietnam, even though 2 years ago or even 5 years ago, when, you know, the size of e-commerce are still relatively small, but at that time, they already get growing at a, you know, three-digit kind of growth, you know, especially for e-commerce. So this is the reason why we can see that Shopee, you know, like Lazada, you know, in the past few years, you know, from a relatively smaller size and then grow to something significant today. So thanks to this market, you know, in Southeast Asia, you know. So that's the reason why, you know, actually we start out global, best global 6 years ago in 2015. And then we spent a few years to build the team and also, you know, to build a export business. And not just in Southeast Asia, but also in the United States, okay, Europe, you know, we actually operate more than 18 countries globally. And then after 1-2 years, you know, we realized, you know, oh, actually this Southeast Asia is an area which is very, very potential. So we actually made the decision in 2017 to, you know, venture into Southeast Asia. So the first country we choose is Thailand. And then I myself came to Vietnam in 2018. We start our operation in 2019. So I think not just us at that time, you know, it's also the time a lot of other players, you know, investment coming into Southeast Asia. For example, you know, Alibaba's investment into Lazada, they bought over the share of Lazada. And also, you know, the Grab entry, you know, into all the Southeast Asia countries, including Vietnam. So at that time, it's very clear that the this is the area, Southeast Asia region, you know, this is the region, it's a hotspot, not just for, you know, this region, but in the whole world, it's actually developing at a very, very fast pace. And then in this Southeast Asia economy, if you look at, you know, Vietnam, I think it has some unique advantages, okay? Firstly, it's a country with a large population, you know, now it's almost 1 million people population. And it has 71 million, you know, internet users, out of which there are 61 million, you know, smartphone users. And the smartphone penetration is 63%, is even higher than Indonesia. Indonesia is about 58%, and Philippines, which is about 37%. So, you know, numbers speaks itself. Long story short, you know, so that's the reason why, you know, we believe Vietnam, okay, is the right country. And in fact, it's a very strategic country for us to move in.
So you mentioned that you also entered Thailand and potentially other countries. What do you see are some of the challenges that you faced in Vietnam as compared to the other countries?
It's a very, very good question. Okay. First of all, Southeast Asia, I think for the foreigners, when they first came into this region, they always often, you know, made a mistake. They actually think that Southeast Asia is a country, but it's not. Each country is very, very unique. Okay. So what works in Thailand, it may not work in Vietnam. What works in Indonesia, it may not work in Thailand. So I think number one is, you know, Vietnam is unique, okay, from all other countries in Southeast Asia. And number two is that some of the area which I see as a great potential, but it's also, you know, which means that there are a lot of things are not ready, which is the infrastructure. And also, yeah, on the COD payment, I think this is really something which is slow down, you know, the transaction, because make this buying and selling, let's say, you know, the process very long, okay, and then a lot of offline verifications, etc., and then it actually increased the friction to the transaction. But like what I mentioned, you know, all those areas, you know, are actually means great potentials. So the COD, the high amount of COD, which means the great potential for e-wallets. Also, that's why I can see, you know, a lot of e-wallet development, including Momo, you know, Shopee Pay, etc. So yeah, I think those are the things, you know, Vietnam, you know, has, which is quite different from other countries. Yeah. Of course, the other part is that the fragmentation of the e-commerce market, for example, I think probably if my number is correct, you know, Vietnam is the country which the Facebook sellers or the small, you know, online shops has the highest percentage among all the Southeast Asia countries. You know, for example, from my data, you know, probably it's about, you know, 65% to 70%, you know, of the e-commerce volume are coming from, you know, those online shops, small online shops, a huge number. The platforms are growing very, very fast, but today I think it's probably just about 30 to 35%, but not more than 40%. But if we look at, you know, other economy like Indonesia, et cetera, you know, actually the percentage is reversed. The platform are having a higher percentage while, you know, the smaller shops, they're having a lower percentage. So those are the very unique profile, you know, of Vietnam. Yeah.
Okay, so I see that you've identified some of the unique characteristics of Vietnam. Can you talk about the role of the Vietnam market in the Best Express development strategy within Southeast Asia? How is Best Express investing to develop the business in Vietnam?
I think express business is nothing new, or delivery service is nothing new. There are has been, you know, national owned company like, you know, Vietnam Post, you know, like Vietnam Post, etc. You know, there are also other players. So, but like what I say, what differentiate e-commerce or internet economy from traditional is the you know, adoption and application of technology. So you may provide the same service, but the way you provide a service makes a great difference. You know, you may do the trading, you know, you can buy the grocery in Big C, or you can buy the grocery on Lazada, Shopee. Okay, it means a whole new difference to, you know, the consumer and also to the people who participate, you know, in this transaction. So for Bestin, you know, there are a few things we have done which is different. Okay, the first thing is that using the franchising model. So what is franchising model? So same thing, you know, if you look at the platform, you look at the Grab, etc. So you realize the participants, you know, those drivers, they are individuals, and they could be small companies who own a few cars, etc. But mostly they are individuals. But versus the Vinasam, you know, corporation, those are employees. So you realize that, you know, the G's of e-commerce is really about how you can use technology to empower a large number of people so that they can participate in something that, you know, only, you know, those traditionally, those big enterprises, you know, they can participate. So same thing, likewise, you know, if you look at the express business, you know, it's actually quite difficult to set up a nationwide network. You need to have a lot of investment. You need to build infrastructure, you build sortation centers, you need to build the line haul trucks. You need to have, you know, set up all the last mile hubs across the country. So without those set up, without those investment, it's impossible for a small business individual to participate in this kind of economy. So that's the reason why when we first came to Vietnam, we see, okay, this is great. You know, nobody else are doing that franchising model in Vietnam. Of course, it means challenge to us because when I you know, speak to a lot of people, they say, so what is franchising business? I don't understand. I know, you know, Lotteria, I know KFC, but I never know that, you know, there's such a thing called franchisee express delivery. Is it just supplier, right? Is that you give me the volume, I provide a service, and then you are my customer? I say, no, that's traditional. You know, that's so-called the distribution model, which is very, very traditional model. So this is your own business. You set up your own company, you are your own boss. Okay, but we actually set up a network, connect everyone up using our technology platform. Additionally, we have this infrastructure network, you know, like, you know, 13 sortation centers countrywide, automated, you know, sortations technology we put into place, you know, etc. So those things will actually help, you know, the small business to become part of our you know, franchise network and participate in this last mile delivery. So franchisee business model and franchisee operation model is the key, you know, differentiator for us.
Yeah, that's definitely very interesting. I'd say Best Express is probably a pioneer in the franchising business model for express delivery service.
Yeah, that's right.
So when it comes to that, what values do you bring to the franchisees?
like what I mentioned earlier, you know, number one is that in order for our business to participate in this e-commerce economy or service, that, you know, they don't have to set up the network by their own. Okay, you know, they just in charge, for example, one of the franchisee area. Okay, and then do a much smaller setup within their area. But then they will be able to, you know, join this larger network, which, you know, we created, you know, there are a lot of participants. Okay, and then they can actually, you know, start to collect the parcel and then it's selling to the whole country. So this is something that cannot be done, you know, without this franchise network. So by providing a business opportunity for the franchisee partners, you know, to participate in this e-commerce express delivery service. So this is one thing. The second thing is that in the past, you know, for a company to develop a system to run our a business which can handle, you know, 20 million parcels a day, it really took a lot of effort and investment, you know, for Basing Group. We actually start to develop this system, you know, since year 2008 until this year. Is, I think, it's about 13 years already. So we actually have a team, R&D team, based in Hangzhou. The whole team is about 800 people, you know. So it is a system which, you know, 800 people spend 13 years to develop. And then traditionally, that kind of system, you know, it will be actually guided by the big enterprise, you know, used by themselves. And then, you know, they will just set up, you know, just invest and hire the people and then run everything by themselves. But now, you actually, we bring this system to our franchisee partners, and each of them, they actually don't have to, you know, hire a team of 800 R&D engineers and then spend 13 years to develop that system. They can use it right away. Okay, so this is another thing, you know, we actually bring to them. The third thing is very in infrastructure, like what I mentioned earlier. You know, in Vietnam, when I first came into the market, a lot of things are not ready. That's why we have to really create our own, you know, build-to-suit warehouses, put all the things inside. So those are the backbones infrastructure we created, which, you know, it wasn't there before. So after those kind of investment in terms of infrastructure, you know, in terms of a system, and then in terms of a management practice, because I think, why do we need, you know, system? Because system can really, you know, put in a lot of best practice, you know, process, you know, etc., to build it into a system control rather than manual control, so that you can really achieve, you know, whether you are doing one parcel, 1 million parcel, okay, it's standardized, it gives you the accuracy, efficiency, and the productivity. So this is something, you know, those are the values we can bring to the franchising partners.
Okay, so let's say you've entered Vietnam, you're a franchisee model, but there are a lot of other businesses that are doing the same thing. How would you differentiate the best service so that an entrepreneur would pick to franchise with you?
So that's the reason why I mentioned earlier, you know, for a type of business, let's not talk about, you know, how you want to do it, but it's really about the first choice, that which industry you want to choose. If you choose a growing industry, okay, and then this growth of industry, once you participate, will grow into the future, provided you do it successfully. But even you work very hard, if you choose so-called a very slow industry or it's a sunset industry, you know, no matter how hard you work, you know, and then the return wouldn't be so great for you. So I think choosing the right arena, choosing the right market, choosing the right industry is the vital question for every, you know, business. So e-commerce is a growing industry. Southeast Asia and Vietnam is a growing market. So for business, you know, especially, you know, for entrepreneur, you want to choose something that you want to choose, you know, okay, a growing industry in a growing market, which is the e-commerce in Vietnam. And our franchising model happens to be in this, you know, industry and in this market. And the beauty is that, you know, we actually set up everything already, you know. So what the investor needs to do is just, you know, come join us and participate in this, you know, growth. That's all. So I think the business opportunity is the having a chance, you know, to have a business opportunity in this growing e-commerce industry is what actually another value we can bring to, you know, the investor and the franchisee partners.
That's great. That sounds very exciting. I talk about a growth industry within a growth country. That's great.
Bạn có thể tìm và theo dõi Nguy Cơ trên VN Express, YouTube, Facebook và Apple Podcast để không bỏ lỡ những nội dung hữu ích.
So can you talk about some of the milestones and achievements that Best has achieved over the past 2 years?
First of all, already set up, you know, over 13 sortation centers across the whole country, and out of which there, you know, are two large sortation centers, one in Ho Chi Minh and another one in Bắc Ninh, which we just opened recently in November, occupies a space of 44,000 square meters. Yeah, actually, these two sortation centers are by far, you know, are two of our largest sortation centers in Southeast Asia of Baxi. So far, it's also, you know, the most advanced sortation center in for express delivery in Vietnam. This is on the infrastructure side. You know, on the franchisee side, we already, you know, help over 300, you know, franchisee partners to set up, you know, their business in the e-commerce industry, like what we promised. Some of them are really, really successful. You know, we are really surprised by, you know, some of the partners coming from the traditional industry like EVN. Okay, they are the professional manager in the EVN, but now they become a very successful entrepreneur, you know, in the e-commerce industry. And some of them are actually, you know, they went to overseas study, okay, and then worked there for a few years, and then they want to come back to Vietnam, their home country, because they see there a much more potential, greater opportunity in Vietnam. And then they come back and then they join us as a franchisee partner. So very young, you know, 24 years old. And then today, you know, they actually hire over probably 70, 80 people in their franchisee area and doing a few thousand parcels a day, which is equivalent to a sizable logistic company. You know, 3 years ago, when I actually serving the market, a lot of people, companies, they are doing just a few thousand parcels a day. So, you know, those young people, they already achieved that, you know, the those traditional business they achieved, you know, over 10 years. So, but they just achieved it in less than a year. So the franchisee partner side, on the e-commerce platform side, we are working with all the major platforms like, you know, Shopee, Lazada, Tiki, Sendo, okay, and all the SaaS platforms as well. So I think that the connectivity with platforms, all right. So yeah, that's probably all about it so far.
That's great. Earlier you mentioned using technology to act as a multiplier for a business. How is best using technology within your operations?
We actually use technology from every part of our business. For example, for franchisees, okay, whenever, you know, they actually go to the customer side, you know, to receive the orders, you know, every order will be actually, you know, already API to our system. So what they need to do is just need to bring a barcode scanner and then just go to the customer side. And then they scan, you know, on the parcel, and then they will be coming up the label and just paste it, and that's it. You know, all the information of the parcel will be, you know, transferred back, you know, real time back to our system. Then the next process is, you know, they will just need to bring back the parcel, you know, to their station, and then, you know, and then when they send to the parcel to our sortation center, you know, and we do not need to manually do the sortation, but, you know, just, you know, put the parcel onto our automatic, you know, sortation lines, okay, and then our DWS, you know, will automatically scan in every parcel, and then at the same time, we actually measure the weight, okay, and measure the dimension, which, you know, traditionally those things are done, you know, by manually. The automation, the machine, you know, the sorting lines will decide, you know, based on the setting, will be able to sort the parcel to the direction or, you know, according to, you know, where is it going to, is it going to the north, south, southwest, etc. And then after that, you know, for the large, you know, kind of, you know, station, we can even sort to the last mile, okay. So everything is done seamlessly, you know, using the system. And then once the parcel reach, you know, the destination franchisee, you know, they just open the bag and then scan, you know, just need to scan, you know, nothing else. And then after that, pass it to delivery man and the application, you know, our delivery app will be able to tell, you know, every delivery man, you know, how do you do the routing and then how do you do the sequencing. And then after that, you know, they reach the customer, finish the delivery, scan, finish. Everything is done, you know, they are using the system, you know, except, you know, the COD. So COD to us is still a challenge. So we are, you know, trying to work with the partners, you know, to find a solution for that.
That's great. So I definitely agree. If you build the infrastructure and you build the supply chain, that's how you can get a lot of synergies from each individual player. But recently, the disruption of the global supply chain has been quite a threat to this process, but it can also be seen as an opportunity for the e-logistics industry. How is best prepared for this opportunity?
I think the disruption of the supply chain is temporary because we all know that the reason the COVID, you know, and the mutation of the virus, the Omicron, and also, you know, the travel ban, you know, and also the shortage of the containers, you know, in terms of sea freight. The cost of sea freight in the past is just 5,000-6,000 USD, and now it's about, you know, 20,000, you know, it's kind of crazy. But whatever those things we know, if we put at a longer, you know, horizon, you know, a lot of things happened, you know, in the past 10 years or 20 years, or even putting a longer term, you know, it always happened. So, but it always, you know, goes away. So I think we should not just look at, you know, the current disruption, saying, okay, it's, yes, you know, a lot of issues and problems and disruptions, but would that be a long-term thing and last, you know, for, is going to last for another 10 years, 20 years? I do not think so. So number one, the disruption is just for short term. Okay. The number two is that actually when this disruption happens, it also create a lot of opportunity because, you know, the cost pressure, you know, to the customers, etc. And in the past, and because the disruption will disrupt, okay, those business which is less efficient. Okay, so you actually force, you know, everyone to rethink how you want to conduct your business in a more efficient, a smarter way. I just saw our article, you know, a few days back saying that, you know, a lot of people are saying that it is actually the lockdown and this pandemic, you know, makes them to rethink how they can run their business. And then they start to use technologies to improve, to apply in their business. And then they think that without, you know, using this productivity enhancement or efficiency enhancement, the business will not survive during this COVID. So I think the disruption of supply chain really make people realize the importance to apply technology.
That's great. So you've entered the Vietnam market, you've overcome a lot of challenges, you've implemented technology to automate many processes. So what does the future hold for BEST? What do you have planned over the next few years?
I think number one is that we are in Vietnam for long term. So whatever we are doing, we will continue to do it. We will continue to do more. Okay, we already invested, you know, over $50 million in you know, building up all the infrastructures, etc. And we are going to invest more. That's definitely because this economy is still growing, and you know, we can see in the next 5 to 10 years for this e-commerce and internet economy. You know, it's just the beginning. So there's a long way. And then we are very happy, you know, to be able to participate in this in the long haul. We'll continue to build, you know, our technology infrastructure. We'll continue to, you know, apply more, you know, automation technology. And then we'll continue to, you know, support more franchisee partners. So this is number one. Number two is that the value of, you know, internet economy is quite interesting, is that for traditional business, because the way you organize is manual, also a lot of things, like what I say, there's a bottleneck in terms of productivity, efficiency. But it's not only on that. You will realize, you know, traditionally, if you do one type of business, you will always be doing that, you know, for the lifelong, you know. And then it's quite hard, you know, for one industry, you know, to, you know, venture into another industry. You know, there are very rare success cases. But it's different case for internet economy. We start to see business which has never, you know, for example, you know, some people doing the handphone network, they might venture into express logistics service, they may do it very successfully, you know. And then you'll realize the line between different industry become much blur. And then you could never imagine, you know, our APP, you know, a programmer will be able to, you know, do a business which is taxi service. You know, this is cannot be imagined, you know, 20 years ago. Once you use technology as the foundation, and then this technology, it can work for industry, it can also work for another industry. So same thing, likewise, you know, once we build this strong technology foundation and also our network in Vietnam, you know, we will actually be developing more business, you know, offering more values to our customers and also partners. You know, it could be cross-border, it could be, you know, for the freight business, it could be for supply chain. You know, it could be, you know, some of you know, collaboration with our, you know, online shops, do some new kind of marketing campaign, etc. So there are a whole lot of new services we're going to introduce and explore. Yes.
Okay, great. Well, thank you very much for joining us today. Do you have any final words you'd like to share with the audience?
Oh, yeah. Stay healthy, stay safe. And then Vietnam has a bright future. And I hope that not just passing, you know, because the internet economy is not really about one enterprise, you know, doing everything. It's really about everybody participate in this economy. And then if you look at e-commerce, it's still a single digit of this retail. But if you look at the more mature market like China, it's already about 26-28%. So there's still a long way to go, which is there's a great, you know, room to grow. And then I really hope that my customers, you know, my partners, and even my competitors, don't look at the current business, you know, look at the growth, look at the potential. There's a big, you know, room for all of us, you know, to grow together.
Okay, great. Thank you so much, Nelson, for being here today. We loved having you, and I wish you all the best.
Thank you, Ling. Thank you very much. And bye, everyone.
As you can see, franchising is becoming more and more popular in the delivery services industry in Vietnam, thanks to the boom in e-commerce. And Best Express has been one of the pioneers in this sector with its innovative technology infrastructure and its strategic vision of Vietnam's fast-growing market. One of the biggest lessons I learned today is that any industry is open for innovation, including an old and traditional one like shipping. As we look forward to returning to a new normal, I also look forward to seeing all the new innovative business models that will come out of these unprecedented few years. Thank you for joining us today and see you in our next episode.
Cảm ơn các bạn đã lắng nghe Talk Show Nguy cơ. Bạn có thể xem bản ghi hình tại VN Express, YouTube và Facebook của Nguy cơ. Đừng quên, chúng ta có hẹn để giải bài toán của tương lai cùng Nguy cơ vào thứ năm hàng tuần.